The next session is going to be the Texas Legislative and Regulatory Update. Caitlin Smith is going to be moderating this panel. She's an energy professional with over a decade of experience in regulatory policy. For the last 9 years, she's focused on electricity market design and worked both as an advocate for policies that have enhanced our electricity markets and as an advisor on the commercial and financial impacts of energy policy. She's the Senior Director of Regulatory, External Affairs, and ESG at Jupiter Power. Her work focuses on aligning market incentives, resiliency, and the energy transition. She has responsibility over Jupiter Power's policy positions in power markets to the U.S., as well as over communications and environmental, social, and governance strategy and reporting. Joining her will be, and I think they're both going to be joining us virtually, first is Michael J. Jewell with Jewell & Associates here in Austin. He's the managing attorney there. He has advised and represented telecommunications and energy clients, including companies and organizations focused on solar, wind, energy storage, and transmission lines, as well as large industrial consumers, energy brokers, and retail electric providers before the PUC, ERCOT, and the Texas Legislature. He has a Plan 2 BA from University of Texas at Austin, and is a frequent speaker at GCPA and other legal conferences. And the third member, who I don't see yet, but presumably is somewhere in the ether, is Mike Nasi. He's a partner at Jackson Walker, where he practices environmental and energy law. He's been practicing before state and federal environmental and energy agencies and appellate courts for the last 28 years. His compliance, counseling, permitting, and enforcement defense work spans several federal regulatory and environmental matters. He is a counsel for parties in ongoing EPA regulation proceedings and other related matters. He's the past chair of the State Bar of the Texas Environmental and Natural Resources Law Section and serves on the faculty for Rice University's Leadership and Decision Making in the Energy Industry course. So, Caitlin, I'll turn it over to you. Thanks for being here.
All right. I do see both now. I think we're going back and forth. But we have both of our panelists virtually, and I'm here in person, obviously, but hopefully this will go okay. The Texas Legislature is back in session, as most of you probably know, and the Texas electric market is expected to, and I think already receiving significant attention. So we're going to try to discuss the key legislative issues that are expected to be addressed this session. Market redesign, I know we talked a lot about yesterday, and I think we'll later today, and other proposals related to renewable energy. And so, Michael and Mike, I'm not sure how we're flashing back and forth between you guys, but I was hoping you would give us, if you're comfortable with it, kind of a background on who you're representing, what your goals are, so we can just kind of put this conversation in perspective.
Thank you. Mike and I flipped a coin at the outset or virtually flipped a coin and decided that I would start off. So very much appreciate the opportunity to participate in today's conference. Unfortunately, the ice is being a little bit problematic, but glad the technology is making this work. So as mentioned in the introduction, I represent primarily companies that develop, own, operate storage, solar, wind, transmission, demand response, several retail electric providers. And as I think about, you know, the focus that I've got for this session and really the advocacy before the Public Utility Commission and ERCOT is, and I'm sorry for the dogs, is really to maintain a robust competitive market that takes advantage of all the Texas energy resources that we've got. Everything actually contributes to ensuring a robust electric market, and we ought to be taking advantage of all of them rather than putting the scales and disadvantaging some to the advantage of others. Mike?
Great. I think I have to speak up for the camera to switch. That's kind of a cool technology. It's great to be with you all. Sorry to not be in person, but just as well that you had two mics on the remote mic here. We're going to have a lot of bad mic puns throughout this panel.
Oh, it's warning. Three mics now. Mics on the mic.
Yeah. Oh, nice. So we won't even talk about hot mics, okay?